This is North Shore Today for Thursday, January 4, 2024. I'm Bill Newell, in for Rick Moore on this Thursday morning. Now, we have local headlines. Racial property covenants have been exposed in Essex County. We'll also hear from two North Shore mayors, Peabody and Gloucester. And the North Shore is looking for a Sunday snowstorm, but today just cloudy skies, temperatures in the low 40s, and much colder weather coming tonight. We'll have a high tide this afternoon at 5 o'clock. Our news today is brought to you by Moynihan Lumber of Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire. Moynihan Lumber supporting local North Shore news and sports coverage. The Southern Essex Registry of Deeds has officially acknowledged more than 500 properties in Essex County that contained racial covenants that once prohibited people of color and other groups from owning them. Paul Layton writes in today's Salem News that John O'Brien, who retired in December 31st after 47 years on the job, who had led the registry, has announced that list of... The Southern Essex Registry of Deeds has officially acknowledged more than 500 properties in Essex County that contain racial covenants that once prohibited people of color and other groups from owning them. Paul Layton writes in today's Salem News that John O'Brien, the former head of the organization, who retired in December after 47 years on the job, said that he took the step after hearing about the Dirty Deeds Project, a collaboration between Harborlight Homes and the North Shore chapter of the NAACP. The communities on the list include Beverly, Danvers, Gloucester, Haverhill, Lynn, Linfield, Marblehead, Nahant, Peabody, and Saugus. Although these covenants are no longer legally enforceable, O'Brien said that he felt he should go one step further and publish their existence. Again, that full story is in today's edition of the Salem News. In Peabody earlier this week, Mayor Ted Betancourt gave his inaugural address at City Hall, and one of the highlights was the city's work on education. Peabody Mayor Ted Betancourt's entire speech, as aired on Peabody TV, can be heard later in this podcast on North Shore Today Extra, right after our sports update. A man that was pulled from the North Channel in Gloucester has... The other mayor we're hearing from on the North Shore is Gloucester Mayor Tony Verga, who also gave his inaugural address earlier this week. He says there are two concerns ahead for him in the city of Gloucester this year. Gloucester Mayor Tony Verga. The Gloucester Times is reporting that the Essex... In other Gloucester news, a man that was pulled from the North Channel in Gloucester Harbor has been identified. Ethan Foreman writes in today's Gloucester Times that 69-year-old Donato Thompson was pulled from the harbor on Christmas Eve Day. He is believed to be from Florida and was a crew member on a vessel at the Jawdry Fish State Fish Pier in Gloucester. The Gloucester Times is reporting that the Essex Elementary School has been invited to apply for funding by the Massachusetts School Building Authority to cover a variety of school building projects. In Amesbury, a recycling truck caught fire on Belmont Street yesterday afternoon. The Daily News reports that the early afternoon fire is under investigation and the contents of that truck had to be dumped out onto the street. In Lynn, dozens of attended a vigil last night outside of City Hall to bring attention to gun violence in the city. James Jennings writes in today's Daily Item that the vigil was organized to respond to two shootings last week in Lynn that claimed the lives of two Lynn Classical High School students. Sports is next here on MSONewsSports.com.